Today, a little tidbit I came across while developing one of my projects. I was looking for a simple way to mechanically disconnect microcontroller ESP-controlled lines with a minimum of additional components. This is how I came across the very small V2300V4 dual signal relays. Interestingly, the manufacturer explicitly emphasizes in the documentation that the coil can be controlled directly by TTL signals, which is immediately appealing for projects with microcontrollers. Consider the parameters from the datasheet. Maximum contact current, up to 1 amp. Maximum voltage, up to 200V. Maximum switching power, 10 watts. For such a small relay, these are quite reasonable values, especially when it comes to signal applications or small loads. The coil parameters are also interesting. Coil resistance, about 500 ohms. Coil power, about 50 milliwatts. This means that the control current is very low, which is precisely what makes direct control from the microcontroller output possible, at least in many cases. In practice, it is important to check how much current can be drawn from the GPIO. For example, for the PIC 18F2550, it is 25 milliamps. Assuming a supply voltage of 5 volts, about 10 milliamps will flow through the 500-ohm coil, well under the limit. Just what about lower voltages? According to the datasheet note, closing voltage operate 3.5 volts, opening voltage release 0.75 volts. These values suggest that the relay is designed with low voltage logic in mind. However, an interesting question arises. In practice, will it also work at even lower voltages than the declared 3.5 volts? There is often some design reserve in such components, so I thought I would give it a go with ESP. DIY projects have their own rules. It's not mass production, so you can afford to do more. So it's time for testing. The whole thing has a standard dip raster, so it fits on a contact board. Leads, yes, there is already a protection diode inside, in parallel to the coil, so you can't connect the coil in reverse either. First test at 5 volts. No surprise here, rather, the whole thing works. Second test, controlled from ESP32 at 3.3 volts. Here I've stretched the specification a bit, as the manufacturer announces the contacts close from 3.5 volts rather than 3.3 volts. But nevertheless, the relay works too. In summary, this was an example of a small relay that in practice turns out to be much more friendly to microcontrollers than the datasheet note alone might suggest. Thanks to the very low coil power consumption, it can in many cases be controlled directly from the GPIO without an additional transistor. Of course, in production applications it is better to stick to the manufacturer's specifications, but in DIY projects, such a reserve of parameters can be very useful. Undoubtedly, this was a rather beginner's topic, but I hope it may have interested someone. Have you used this type of relay in projects? And if so, for what?